This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. Last night I sat in the middle of the front row in a theatre in downtown Chicago watching the extraordinary funny farce Barefoot in the Park. The star was Miss Myrna Loy, and her understudy is here with me. Her name, Miss Carolyn Brenner. But she is wearing the white uniform of a volunteer in Wesley Memorial Hospital. Now, before we start anything about your work here in the hospital, Miss Brenner, what is the difference between an understudy and a standby in the theatre?
Well, I think the primary concern for me is the fact that an understudy must be present at every single performance of the play, and a standby does not have to be. The other difference being that a standby is usually chosen for a star, and supporting players and featured players usually have understudies. Understudies can also understudy more than one part.
Well, now, what are you doing here in the hospital, Miss Brenner?
Having a marvelous time. I have so much free time because of this particular kind of job that I have at the theater that I think I can do something besides just sleep it away. So, we have played in 22 cities before coming to Chicago, and I have volunteered in 22 hospitals throughout the country. I don't spend near as much time at the theater as I do here.
Well, now, what do you do here?
One of the main things that I, very often at night especially, after family and friends have gone home, they're a little bit lonely. And sometimes you find somebody who's going into surgery and they have no one with them at the time, so I always say that I'll come back, if I can, ask them if there is anything that I can do. They very often are concerned about hospital bills and insurance and people at home. They can't make a phone call. One of my pets here is, two of my pets really, one is a young Korean girl. And we've made contact now with the Korean ministry so that the minister comes and visits her, and he's just brought her a Bible, Korean Bible. My other real pet is a 16-year-old quadriplegic boy.
What's that mean?
Means that he has no use of his arms or his legs.
Oh.
The only thing that he can move is his head. And he watches television constantly. So in order to get him away from that, although it's a very wonderful thing for him, we have gotten him an electric typewriter. And he's learning to use it by holding a pencil in his mouth and striking the keys with that.
Yes.
And he's learning to paint.
Are you teaching him
in
that?
The same way. No, I'm not. I don't know enough about it.
You're just encouraging him, admiring what he's doing.
Yes, and I helped him get the typewriter. I spoke to several people, people I didn't know at all. You know, I just looked it up in the telephone directory, typewriter service, and I told the story to a man by the name of Mr. Breen here. And he didn't know me, and he didn't know the boy at all, but he spent 2 weeks in trying to find a typewriter, a reconditioned typewriter. And then he came up with a beautiful one that doesn't even look secondhand, and he gave it to us free.
Well, now, why do you do all these kind actions?
I think I'm very fortunate, really. There are not very many people who are given a chance to give of their time. Time is a very precious and very valuable
thing.
Indeed
it is.
And I have it. I have been given it. And God has been very good to me. I am in extraordinary good health. But it doesn't mean that I will be next year. I don't know, you know? So that while I have it and when I have it, I must use it.
Miss Carolyn Brenner, stand by to Miss Myrna Loy, who stars in Barefoot in the Park, which is now on tour throughout the United States. This is Eric Robinson in the city of Chicago, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.